Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. My name is Brian Gorbett and I am here with Mayank Mehta, is the co-founder and head of product for LiveShare. So tell me a little bit about what LiveShare is.
So LiveShare is a communications application that we just launched a couple of weeks ago. And what it allows you to do is actually communicate in context. With LiveShare, you can actually quickly set up groups and within those groups actually start communicating. And where it starts coming to life is, for example, at a bachelor party, when you're out, you don't necessarily want to broadcast that information to your 800, 900 friends because who knows who's watching that information.
Right.
And so LiveShare gives you the control back as a user and says, hey, within those five or six people that you're with, you can now start having this shared album space and all your photos start pulling into one space that you can then go back and look at.
Totally makes sense. So I've been using LiveShare on Windows Phone 7, but I know you guys are also on the web and on other platforms in the mobile space as well. So tell me a little bit about what the Windows Phone 7 experience was for you guys and how that was coming from, you know, the other application platforms.
Yeah, I mean, as a communications application, it's important for us to be cross-platform and not leave people out because that would be silly as a communications app. And so Windows Phone 7, we didn't actually think about it explicitly, and two of our developers that were ex-Microsoft said, hey, you know, we have a really great interface on iPhone and Android. How would this look on Windows Phone 7? And so literally over a weekend, they put the application together where they designed it over Silverlight and hooked up the APIs and had it deployed. And so it was a fantastic experience for us to see how quickly we could iterate and deploy on that platform. And today we're at a point where Windows Phone 7 is actually leading the others across iPhone, Android, and web, and the features that we're rolling out simply because it's been such an easy process to do that. So comments is now out on Windows Phone 7 and not on the others as yet.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah, I've been playing around with the comments and excited to see what's coming next with it. So the experience was kind of not necessarily new for the Microsoft developers, but the interface, you know, for Windows Phone 7, how was it switching? You know, like you said, the other platforms are very different interfaces.
That's right.
How do they feel about that transition and almost like figuring out a new paradigm of doing the app?
Yeah, I mean, we've been waiting for a new browser paradigm and a new browsing paradigm within smaller form factors.
Yeah.
And when the Metro came out, we were really excited about what that does with the panel layout and how applications become a really seamless experience as you glide across and the animations that come with them. So today, the way it works is our design team actually designs all the stuff in Silverlight. And what the dev team does is at that point come in and hook up the APIs.
Wow.
And the application is set to go. But it's to a point where Silverlight is such an easy tool to deploy with, and the Metro UI lends itself so well to the application that it's just, you know, hours of work as opposed
That's
to
amazing.
Days or weeks.
Right. That's great. That's great. So LiveShare is out there now. What are you guys thinking for the future, like in you know, upgrades and updates to the app?
So upgrades and updates we're actually going to do on Windows Phone 7 on a rolling basis. We're hoping every 2 weeks, and we're going to accelerate from there.
Wow.
We've been hitting that to the mark so far, so we're excited about that. And for LiveShare in the future, we think of it as a next-generation contextual graph. You know, we have social networks today, and context networks are something we're excited about as you set up these distinct groups that are part of your life, whether it's interests and hobbies you're a part of or whether it's your friends and family.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm excited to keep playing around with LiveShare on Windows Phone 7. Thanks, Mayank, for joining me today. And thanks, everybody, for watching Bites by MSDN.
Thank you.